Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, so what did I say on Friday? I told you it was going to happen, but nobody likes to listen to Starnes. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. Hope you're doing good. Hope you're staying cool. Jeez, Lou, it was hotter than blue blazes in Memphis, Tennessee over the weekend. I've never seen anything like it. It was like 101 degrees, record-breaking temperatures. The humidity so hot, it's so thick you couldn't even breathe. You had to swallow the air. It was very difficult. And then we were doing a big event in the Memphis area. And we were, accosted by a duck, Grace Baker? Is that the best way to describe? We've got the photos up on the Instagram.
Have we named the duck?
We have not named the duck.
He's not from the Peabody.
But we know it's conservative because ducks of a feather flock together.
That's true.
Or birds or something. I don't know. Some sort of fowl. Anyway, we were out there, Grace. It was like 300 degrees at Shelby Farms, and we were just chucking water. But it was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. And honestly, the humidity has been so rough, you could, like you said, you have to like gulp the air, but then that cuts down on calories, so it's good for your diet.
Exercising and weight loss. There you go.
Yes, because you're sweating buckets.
All right, so on Friday on this show, I told you that they were talking about this big night of rage and that the leftists were going to march in the streets and we were going to have millions of people all over America. That were protesting the Supreme Court's ruling on abortion. And it turned out not to be the case. There were sporadic cases of violence, but by and large, it was not a night of rage. It was rather, what's the word I'm looking for here? Ho-hum. I mean, it really was. And again, when you actually look at the numbers, when you look at the polling data, number one, nobody's talking about abortion. Nobody cares about abortion right now. The only thing they're worried about are these gas prices, the grocery store prices, and the economy. That's it. And whether or not Joe Biden is going to get us into a shooting war with nuclear weapons with Russia. Aside from that, abortion is way down on the importance list. But beyond that, I think we've raised a generation of people who just, they don't agree with Roe v. Wade. So this was not a big deal. I mean, people have accepted that the Supreme Court made its ruling. It's not like abortion has been outlawed. It goes back to the states, and every state has their own choice to make, their own decision to make. So I think that's one of the reasons why we did not see a massive outbreak of violence around the country. Now, the mainstream media will have you say there are people marching in the streets, people are clogging up the highways, and that is true. By the way, what is the rule? I mean, and I mean this in a sincere way, but let's just say you're driving down the I-5 in Los Angeles, and all of a sudden, come across these protesters who literally jump onto the freeway and try to block traffic. Now, my question is, what is the protocol? I mean, at what point do you either hit the gas or slam on the brakes? Much like, you know, when you've got the carjackers at the gas station, my suggestion is you pull the gas hose out of the car and you hose down the carjackers. And if you got a match, well, so be it. Or if you want to be compassionate, I guess you could let them escape. If you want to be compassionate. but you would want to do whatever you can do to protect yourself and your families. And I'm telling you that there are some wackadoodle nut jobs out there, not the least of whom is Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She is very upset. She is the lesbian mayor of Chicago and a very unpleasant person.
If you read Clarence Thomas' concurrence, he said, thank you, Clarence Thomas.
You, Clarence Thomas!
He thinks that we are going to stand idly by when they take our rights.
Jeez, Alou. So there you go. Lori Lightfoot saying, I will try to clean this up as best I can for our good church-going listeners in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Fornicate Clarence Thomas. That's what Lori Lightfoot is saying there. And I mean, I have never seen such hate and vitriol directed at the conservatives on the Supreme Court. Joy Reid over at MSDNC says we're being held hostage. Let's take a listen to Cut 5.
In a country that's supposedly founded on the separation of church and state, we Americans find ourselves being held hostage by a far-right Christian court. Under the leadership of Chief Justice John Roberts, the court has ruled in favor of religious organizations more than 80% of the time, far more than any court in the past 7 decades. There was a Hobby Lobby case which allowed businesses to refuse to include birth control in their health care coverage, and the time they allowed a bake shop to refuse to bake a cake to celebrate a same-sex marriage. Just yesterday, the court ruled that state programs providing money for public schools cannot exclude religious schools requiring taxpayers to fund Christian education. And that's far from the only important decision coming from the court this session. Most notably, there's the looming end of Roe v. Wade, a dangerous reversal of decades of women's rights. There's a decision that could make it even easier to carry guns, likely striking down New York's restriction on concealed firearms as America endures an epidemic of gun violence. And we're also waiting on a decision that will impact the future of our planet as we know it, a case that could limit the EPA's power to fight the climate crisis. All of those decisions will likely come in the next 2 days or next week, and we will be watching.
Okay, so that's an old clip of Joy Reid. So now most of those rulings have already happened. But the one that really gets me is the one that just happened today. Another big court ruling. We were waiting for the case involving our good friend Coach Joe Kennedy. Coach Joe, of course, a high school football coach who was fired because he took a knee to pray at the end of a football game. Up until today, it was illegal for public school football coaches to take a knee to pray. They could take a knee if they wanted to spit on America, protest the troops, or hate on the flag. That was okay, but it was not okay to pray. Well, now the Supreme Court has stepped in, another 6-3 decision, and the court now says that coaches do have a right to pray in public. This is a landmark decision. We're going to be talking to Coach Joe Kennedy later in the show, along with his attorney. And this is a huge day for religious liberty. Now we know that this Supreme Court is pro-God, it's pro-gun, and it's pro-baby. And it's all thanks to President Donald Trump. Now, there are some, including the people that run National Review, and I'm telling you folks, William F. Buckley Jr., is rolling over in his grave with what these neocons have done to National Review. These never Trump leftists, and that's all they are. They're just woke leftists. They're wannabe Republicans. Now, National Review says that Donald Trump bears no credit for the Supreme Court rulings, that Donald Trump just lucked out. Well, I don't think he lucked out. The fact of the matter is, if Donald Trump had not been elected president, and just think about this. If the National Review and the Weekly Standard, which is now defunct, by the way, and if all of these evangelical leaders like David French and Russell Moore, and just go down the list, Beth Moore, if all of these religious leaders had gotten their way, Hillary Clinton would have been elected in 2016, and the Supreme Court would be a 6-3 leftist court. Conservatives would have been in the minority. And honest to goodness, to this day, even though it was Donald Trump who put originalists on the Supreme Court, It was Donald Trump's nominees who helped overturn Roe v. Wade. There are some in the Christian world, including David French, who are conflicted over this. They don't even want to give Trump the credit for putting conservative justices on the Supreme Court. They hate the guy that much. And unfortunately, this hate has clouded their judgment, just like Liz Cheney, for example. Let me give you a great example about Liz Cheney, who I like. I am distressed by what has happened to Liz Cheney. She has let her hatred of President Trump cloud everything. Her judgment was clouded by this hatred that just, it's weird. So anyway, Liz Cheney, one of 14 Republicans on Friday, while many of you were heading out to watch Jurassic World and the Top Gun movie, Liz Cheney was voting with the Democrats to curb your gun rights. She voted for this gun control package that includes the red flag laws. Liz Cheney did that. It's just mind-blowing what's happening up on Capitol Hill. But again, Donald Trump in the heads of a lot of these Democrats up there, and it is what it is, folks. But elections have consequences. Liz Cheney actually pleading with the Democrats in her own state to switch parties and vote for her. That tells you how desperate things are there. So, look, we're going to be opening up the phone lines here. Before we do that, though, I've got to weigh in on this gay pride parade out in Seattle. Now, Grace Baker, look, it's if people have a parade permit, they're more than welcome to have at it.
Sure,
they can do
of
what
course.
They can do whatever they want to do. I got no problem with that. I got a problem, though, when you bring little children and you say, oh, this is a family-friendly event, and you show up and all of a sudden you got butt-naked men riding bicycles down the main street.
Ugh, nobody needs to see that.
No, and we saw that. Because the video's up on our website. I would caution you, especially if you're eating, you know, a hot dog or cocktail weenies, you might not want to just, you know.
Just put it off to the side.
Yeah.
Or finish it first.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, I wouldn't be eating the Vienna sausage and watching those videos. It's unfortunate. Seattle's Gay Pride Parade, they've got the Boy Scouts. Remember, Grace, they used to say back in the day, well, we're not going to make the Boy Scouts political. You know, we just want to be open to everybody. So now you have the Boy Scouts of America, and they don't even call them Boy Scouts anymore because they let the girls in, so they're just Scouts. So they're letting the Boy Scouts walk down Main Street during the Gay Pride Parade, and they were all holding giant rainbow flags.
Yep, as, you know, naked men lead the way.
As naked men on bicycles were pedaling around. And the children, there were children.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got the video, and you can see the kids, and they just look terrified. I know I'd be terrified if I was a child. I'm a grown man. I'm a little uneasy.
Yeah. Makes you a little queasy.
I mean, it's unbelievable that no one was arrested.
No.
For public indecency, for putting children in harm's way. But this is the new normal. So they want you to think this is normal behavior.
It's fine. Nothing to see here.
So if you are, if you have a problem with a bunch of very large, overweight men on bicycles pedaling around buck naked, their buttocks attached to the seats, it had to be sweaty and hot.
Ew.
If you've got a problem with that, you know, you have the problem.
Yeah, that's discrimination.
Oh, you prudes. What's wrong with you? There's nothing. This is
you
family.
Baptist.
This is family-friendly fun. You Christians, you just poo-poo on everything.
You're just a party pooper.
It's true. They think you are the one with the problem. If you're like, do you really think it's a good idea for a man to be shaking his moneymaker in front of a four-year-old?
Apparently some people do.
If I would have been one of the Boy Scouts, I would have just walked over and said, sir, I'm taking off my kerchief. Why don't you have at it, sir. Just
and you don't have to give it back.
No, just it's yours.
Very sweaty.
It's yours. We'll just, yeah. You know.
My gift to you. Also, then I would have run away in terror.
But people were cheering. Oh, beautiful. Little Sally, look at the man riding the bicycle. He's not wearing any clothes, Mommy.
Mommy, can we leave now?
No, you must watch.
That had to have been traumatic for those kids.
You would think so.
I mean, not to mention, I mean, heaven forbid something gets accidentally caught in the spokes. I mean, that would be painful for everybody involved. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. I'm just wondering here, should those people be, should they be arrested and charged? I think they should. There are child pornography. I mean, look, if you were just an average person walking down the street, not in a gay pride parade, you would be thrown in jail and you would be charged with sex crimes. 844-747-8868. And where are the moms and dads? I mean, where are the moms and dads here? Where's Child Protective Services? I mean, you're taking your, you may as well just take your kid to a strip show. This, where are the pastors and the preachers in Seattle condemning this? You know what? They're probably riding the floats. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. America's birthday is right around the corner, so now's the time to show her some love. A great way to do that is by joining AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Membership to AMAC affords you benefits like travel and cell phone discounts, plus special insurance programs. And what's more, it's patriotic, because your membership supports causes that help preserve liberty. AMAC's Action Advocacy Team fights every day on Capitol Hill, representing the concerns of true patriots. We have to work together to keep our beloved America. And by joining AMAC, you'll join forces with over 2.3 million other freedom-loving AMAC members and help save America for your children and grandchildren. Go to amac.us/starns to join today. For only $16 a year, you can receive countless benefits and show your love for America. Go to amac.us/starns to become an AMAC member today. That's amac.us/starns.
My choice.
Oh, my word. That's one of the pro-abortion terrorists. And we think that was a woman. Kind of looked like Michael Moore. But to give you the visual there, it's unclear about her preferred pronoun status. So we're just going to assume that that she is a she. But she was literally getting into the face of one of these Young America's Foundation guys and screaming over and over and over again.
My choice.
I mean, I'm not a theologian here, but it just seems to me that a lot of these people are completely unhinged. And I'm wondering if some of these people are actually demon-possessed. That's the only thing I can think of. You actually had there were some pictures of a woman who was pregnant, and she's got her little girl there, and she wrote in a magic marker on her exposed belly, "Not a human yet," as if she was bragging about wanting to have that baby inside of her ripped out and killed. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of hatred. And honestly, part of me thinks this is good for Americans to see so that they can know the hate and the evil that exist in this nation. But the other part of me is like, good Lord. I mean, you could easily see how some of this could really turn violent. But God bless the police officers. I don't know if you've seen the video from Greenville, South Carolina. We've got that up on the website and over in Los Angeles. And those cops were not having any, they weren't having it. I mean, they were throwing around those abortion terrorists like they were rag dolls. So I say good for you, police officers, for keeping everybody safe out there. But I'm telling you, something's not right with this country, ladies and gentlemen, where you've got evil like that. I mean, just unhinged evil. And now the latest is that the Pentagon may completely ignore the Supreme Court ruling, and the Pentagon may, in fact, authorize abortions to be performed on military bases across the nation in direct violation of the Supreme Court decision. I'm telling you, we are dealing not only with evil, we're dealing with lawlessness. And look, the Pentagon, they're not the only ones that have declared war on the Supreme Court. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Come on, America. I know you're dancing out there. A little toe-tapping, stuck in traffic, you folks out there in Salem, Oregon. We've got the best bumper music in all of talk radio right here. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Honored to have you with us. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and always a pleasure to have the guy who heads up my company and does a terrific job from Wichita, Kansas, our good friend Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, how's it going today?
Todd, glad to be here. I was actually at the pool this past weekend, and I heard a song, and I could not think of where I heard it, and realized it was one of your buffer music that I hear daily on your show.
Oh, look, Kyle is spinning the tunes. DJ Rossiter doing a great job here at the program. We got to give him a raise.
I wouldn't trust anybody else spinning out the tunes, but Kyle.
I love it. Dalton, the reason we have you on, I was shocked. You were telling me something over the weekend, and I did not believe this, but we did a little bit of research, and you're spot on accurate. When it comes to abortion, the most liberal state in the nation is not California. I would have thought it was California, but it is, in fact, the state of Kansas.
Yeah, so back in 2019, the Kansas Supreme Court ruled that our Constitution, written in the 1860s, guarantees a right to abortion in the Kansas Constitution. So in its effect and in their ruling, they create a null and void over every previous abortion law in the state of Kansas. And so we're actually voting on that in August, and we'll be the first state in the country to vote, have a vote to the general public post Roe versus Wade.
Now, I will say I love your state. You guys do need hills. Otherwise, it would be somewhat perfect. But I've traveled all over the state of Kansas, Dalton, and you guys are a pretty conservative state, but it's kind of weird because some years you elect Democrats and other years you elect Republicans. How do you think this is going to play?
I don't know. Driving through my neighborhood, I live in a predominantly Democrat neighborhood. I've seen more signs for vote yes. And in context, the vote yes legislation would say that Kansans have the right to be able to have our legislators determine our abortion law. So there's no guaranteed right in the Kansas Constitution. The vote yes is a vote to turn this back to our state legislator and say that we do not have a right for abortion in the Kansas Constitution. Vote no would continue our policies of us having some of the most extreme abortion laws in the country. And so driving throughout my predominantly Democratic neighborhood, I've noticed more vote yes signs than I've maybe seen maybe two vote no signs. And so in the sign war, vote yes is winning, but it will be interesting to see what actually happens in August of this year.
And I'd be curious to know from a lot of our listeners there in Wichita, KQAM, the big talker, where you guys stand on this issue. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You know, Dalton, I know that you're deeply involved in politics. and looking towards the midterm, do you really think this is going to be the issue? Because right now the polling data says it's not on anybody's radar.
No, I think, you know, Americans have opinions on the issue and have a pretty wide, diverse set of opinions on the issue. But what comes down to when people vote in November is going to be how much they're paying at the gas pump, how much milk costs. I think back in the 1990s, it was coined as the economy stupid. And I think that's exactly what we've seen in almost every election. And so I don't expect this to be a big issue in the election. I, you know, think Democrats will use it to try to increase turnout because they really have nothing else to increase turnout upcoming to the election. But I still think Republicans are going to see a wide victory, not just here in Kansas, but across the country as well.
You see, Dalton, I think they're misreading. I think the Democrats are misreading this. When I saw the images of the protest over the weekend, I didn't see, for the lack of a better term, I didn't see kids, you know, Democrats in polo shirts and khakis marching in the streets. I saw people that looked like the bar scene from Star Wars. I mean, some of the most radical of the radical out there. And I don't think that represents, you know, the heart of the Democrat Party, or maybe it does. I don't think it does. But that tells me that not even Democrats are that engaged to get out and march in the streets on this issue.
I mean, even if they were engaged, they're having to work longer hours to pay for their gas tank and to go to the store. And so even having the capacity to protest is going to be more limited when Americans have to keep food on the table.
Fair enough. And again, I when you look at the polling data, the younger generations, Generation Z, are you a Z-er or a millennial?
I am the last year of millennial.
All right. So your generation, though, Dalton, seems to be much more pro-life than other generations. And I know you're pro-life. Why are you pro-life?
Because I believe that all life is worth protecting. And I'm consistently pro-life. I don't support abortion, but I also don't support the death penalty. And I think my generation is tired of the hypocrisy of these issues. When we say that we care about life, we want to protect all life and that we believe that all life is valuable and a gift from God. I still think there's a lot of work to do in terms of creating a culture of life that values people. And I think, you know, this is the opportunity for Republicans to stand up and show that we not only care about women and babies. You know, the vote that's coming up in August in Kansas is called Value Them Both, because we value the women and we value the babies in the situation. And Republicans need to do a lot to capitalize and show that we care about these issues after birth as well.
You know, I'm hearing from some in the religious community that are going with that whole idea of changing the culture. The issue I have with that is that when you actually look at the breakdown, Florida is one of the few, if not the only state, that actually requires women to list why they're having an abortion. And by and large, it's not because of economic difficulties. It's because it's a matter of convenience. Now, if you want to change the culture, I mean, that is something that you're going to have to do with the individual person. I don't think there's, you know, again, I don't see how you can go out there with policies that are going to change a person's mind if they're like, well, went out, had a great time at the party, got pregnant, I'm getting rid of the baby.
I mean, regardless of those issues, I think it is our duty to also care for women. I think that comes down to funding rural health care, which is underfunded really across the country. It's foster care and adoption and making sure that that system is easier for people. So when they have to go and make that decision, it's easier to choose foster care or adoption. And then we also, I think, need more access to maternal care. I mean, there are plenty of things that we can do policy-wise that don't create as difficult of a question when people have to go in.
No, I get it. But at the end of the day, Dalton, that's money's not the issue here. It's a matter of convenience. So you can have all those programs, but if a majority of the women are just going out there and like, yeah, look, we went out, had a great time, had a party, got pregnant, I'm getting rid of the baby. How do you combat that?
I'd be interested in seeing those statistics, so please bring those up later on in the show exactly. But I would be very interested in seeing those.
Yeah. I mean, it is, you know, look, again, I think that, yeah, it's one thing to address these issues with poverty or whatever, but if most of the people are going out there just to get rid of the baby, that's a whole other set of problems. And all right, Dalton, good stuff as always. We appreciate your great insight. Dalton Glasscock over at Wichita, Kansas, one of our KQAM listeners. Dalton, thank you. Appreciate it. I got into a lot of trouble with the religious crowd over the weekend, Grace Baker, because that's the line of argument now, is that, well, we have a responsibility. Now, to truly prove that we're pro-life, we have to do X, Y, and Z. How about this? Where and I don't have a problem with anything they're recommending except for this. Nobody's saying take some damn personal responsibility for yourself.
That's true. I mean, honestly, nowadays, especially I will say my generation, people do not want to take responsibilities for student loans, responsibilities for the romantic relationships, responsibilities for money in other areas. It's a common theme.
So and there are a lot of these woke. Most of our woke churches, I'm kind of shocked because, well, I'm not going to get into specifics because I don't want to get in too big of a trouble here with the religious community. But, you know, they're like, well, we've got to come alongside these moms. All right, why? You know, why should we do that? I mean, should we do that with every person who's going? And maybe the answer is yes. You know, as a Christian, you're supposed to go out there and if you're, you know, you're supposed to help your neighbor and be a good Samaritan. But I don't see anybody. And it ought to be number one on the list. Take some personal responsibility for yourself. Does that make me a non-compassionate person?
No.
Does that make me a bad person? Because I'm getting nailed on social media. You're just an unkind, uncaring. You're not a Christian. A Christian would just do everything for these women.
I mean, I think for me, both things can be true at the same time.
There's got to be some wiggle room there. And look, I get it. And that's why you had these crisis pregnancy centers. And here's where I got into trouble. Because a lot of these people that are espousing this, they're the worship pastors, in quotation marks. They're like the praise band people. And you know me, I love good music. But I got a problem with these people being cover bands, you know, and acting like church is a nightclub. So I just said this. Okay, fine. You want to go down that path? Let's go down that path. I want to see a copy of your church budget, and I want to see the line item for the crisis pregnancy center and the line item for the worship band.
Ooh.
And if you're spending more money on your worship band and the skinny jeans, then you've got your priorities in the wrong place. I'm just saying, if they want to go down that path. But maybe we should open this up to the listeners, because I'm being called, you know, a sinner. I'm being called a hateful person because I believe the first order of business is that young ladies and young men should be taking personal responsibility for themselves. Keep your pants zipped up, gentlemen. It's very simple. And all these women, all these leftists out there, the women that are raging in the streets, where's that woman again who is just shouting out, my choice, this lady right here.
My choice.
Yeah, so these women are saying we're going to go on a sex strike. Well, you know what? I think that's great. Abstinence is always the best policy. And by the way, I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but I'm fairly certain you ladies have nothing to worry about.
We've been begging for this. Okay, great. You're not going to go out and have sex. Good job.
844-747-8868 is, should society be responsible for these women getting pregnant, or should the women be responsible? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Well, I'm sure you've heard the big news. Greta is back. She's on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time. Brett has taken on big business, big Washington, big media, 6 o'clock Eastern, every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta always gives you the real news. She leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, talking about Biden's economic train wreck, Eric Bolling exposing the woke agenda. More than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax, and millions more are making the switch. It's on all major cable platforms. By the way, I want you to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone, watch it anytime, and tune in tonight for Greta, Rob, and Eric. Make the switch today to Newsmax. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Olive Branch, Mississippi. Katrina, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Katrina. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me. I agree with you 100%. People need to take personal responsibility for their life and not depend upon others to bail them out when they make mistakes. We're accountable to God, and He calls us to be obedient to Him first. And part of that enables us to, or puts us in a position where we're to take personal responsibility. And I see this. I work in healthcare, and I see repeat offenders all the time in certain illnesses and diseases that they have, and it's because they don't take care of themselves. They don't do what they are instructed to do. And the same thing with this, with my body, my choice. Well, it is your body and it is your choice, but you should be making personal responsibility the utmost importance.
You know, Katrina, on this radio program, we deal in facts. And the Guttmacher Institute, back in 2004, they did a survey about why women have abortions. By the way, 0.5% because they were the victim of a rape. Just want to put that out there because that's the main argument. But 25% just said they weren't ready for a child. Okay, you're not ready for a child. Don't jump into the sack and have unprotected sex.
Isn't that true? I mean, it's common sense, too. If you don't do it, you won't have it.
There's a lot of common sense there, Katrina. A lot of common sense. God bless you, and thanks for listening to KWAM. Let's go to Tim in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Tim, what say you?
Hello. I'm hearing echoes of this, as you did a minute ago, about people even in churches saying that, well, now that Roe v. Wade has been canceled, the church needs to step up, put its money where its mouth is. And I would say, and I'm not coming with any historical statistics, but I would just say that the church has been doing that for 2,000 years. I mean, from almost day one, Christian churches collected babies that had been discarded by the Greeks, and have run orphanages and taken care of women's shelters. It's as though we've done nothing. Christians have done nothing for 2,000 years. And I expect, like I said, don't have the statistics in front of me, but I would be willing to bet that most of the adoptions, most of the orphans' homes, all kinds of ministries in those kinds of directions, those have been Christian-funded Christian institutions for a long time. So
now, Tim, let me jump. I do. Let me. And this is a brilliant. This is a brilliant point you're making. And what denomination, if you don't mind my asking, what denomination are you?
I'm with Churches of Christ.
Okay. Well, I'm a Baptist, and I know that we have Baptist children's homes here in Tennessee. The Catholics do a tremendous work, and they've got orphanages all over the world. To your point, a lot of these Christian ministries out there, the crisis pregnancy centers, those are funded, by believers. And so I just don't understand why all of a sudden they're trying to make some sort of a point that Christians haven't been doing what we've been doing.
Exactly. That's the only point I wanted to make.
Tim, it is a great point. And when I see people raise that issue, it tells me they're of the woke Christian variety, and they're always going to be looking for something to complain about. That's what these people do. So anyway, Tim, appreciate the call. And again, the point, ladies and gentlemen, very, very simple. This is about personal responsibility. And if you're not preaching that from your pulpit, then I don't think you're going to fix anything else here, especially when you look at the numbers. 25% not ready for a child. 19% who get an abortion say they're just done having kids. I don't want them anymore. 23% say they can't afford a baby. Again, okay, there are programs to help, and I know that there are church groups all over America that are offering assistance, and that's why you have these crisis pregnancy centers out there. But to come out there and not to address the elephant in the room, which is personal responsibility, you're never going to solve the problem, ever. And by the way, public schools, maybe they ought to be teaching a don't do class instead of a how to class. Anybody thought about that? All right, we're going to open up the phone lines next hour. Hang tight if you're on hold. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. So great to have you with us today. Hope you're doing well. By the way, our website, toddstearns.com, bookmark that. And if you haven't been on the page before, a little box will pop up asking if you want to receive notifications when we have new stories. I would check mark that yes, so you'll be able to have immediate access to all of the great stories. Are you a big Food Network show person? Do you like the Food Network shows?
Well, growing up, my mom would watch like Rachel Ray and Paula Deen, that kind of that crew.
That was really a rhetorical question for the audience, Grace, but I'm glad you weighed in. It's thank you for that.
I'm sorry you were looking at me sometimes. I think you're asking me
a question. I told you
I
had my reading glasses on. I can't see anybody.
I'm sorry.
So, no, well, now that you got your microphone on, I just... This is going to be one of those hours. So, Grace, there is a show. So, Valerie Bertinelli. Now, she's got a show on. She was married to, what, Eddie Van Halen?
Are you talking
back
to
in
me
the
now?
Day. Yes, I'm talking to you.
I'm just making sure.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, I guess so. I don't know her very well, but sure, I'll take your word
so
for
she,
it.
So, anyway, she was on this show back in the 70s that was quite scandalous. It was a comedy called
about what, food?
No, about divorce.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Ooh.
And Bonnie Franklin it was called One Day at a Time. And they've done there's a remake of it. They've kind of done a revival of it.
Ah.
But now I think the girls are lesbians or something. And they're Hispanic.
Of course.
So anyway.
Keep it interesting.
You got to just cram it down the throat. Ugh. Cram it down the throat. One Day at a Time, Bonnie Franklin, and it was really sort of scandalous. They just didn't have any TV shows about a divorced woman trying to make it on her own. And anyway, Valerie Bertinelli was one of the daughters. So now she has a show on the Food Network. And I remember seeing this a time or two. It was all right. And I think she was also on this show with Betty White over at TV Land just a couple of years ago. Anyway, you clearly don't know who Valerie Bertinelli is.
Sorry.
So she's got this show on the Food Network, and she's very upset with you, America. I just want you to know that straight up. She's very upset. And I tried reaching out to her, but apparently she blocked me a long time. I don't know why, but she blocked me. So, and this has been apparently a long time ago because I was trying to find her tweets and I'm like, why can't I find her tweets? And sure enough, that was the reason why. Anyway, she's got a problem with Americans and Christians. And this all stems from the Supreme Court ruling that New Yorkers actually have Second Amendment rights. So anyway, she's posting a series of messages and she's doubling down on it. She says, and by the way, apparently her only discernible skill set is boiling an egg. I mean, that's pretty much it. And she got married to Eddie Van Halen, but now she's divorced. And she's, again, I was able to follow the Twitter feed, but I'm blocked. So I had to log out and then log into, or just log in under, the KWAM Twitter feed. And I was able to see it. But apparently she's eating a lot of food to kind of make her way through the divorce. It's not a pretty picture.
That's never a good route.
No, and she's explaining all of this. She says she's getting into her comfort body.
Oh.
Which clearly involves stretchy pants. Ms. Bertinelli announced that America is not the greatest country in the world. And again, she's upset over the gun control issue. And she says the majority of Americans want stricter gun laws and more access to health care. Is that true?
Let me tell you, I really, now that she said we're not the greatest country in the world, then that's it. That's the gospel there.
The minority of white Christian nationalists run our country and are not Christian in any sense of the word. We are not the greatest country in the world. So she's doubling down on this now. And again, I tried to respond to her. I mean, I tried to reach out because I felt like that was the white Christian nationalist thing to do. And she blocked me.
Sorry.
So look, here's the deal. I'm not an unreasonable person, Grace Baker, and you know that. I have a compassionate side.
Except
there is
when
a,
you're hungry.
Hangry. But I'm a compassionate person. And if Miss Valerie Bertinelli is not proud to be an American, if she's unhappy, if she's uncomfortable with people engaging in their civil liberties, then I think we need to find her some other place to live.
Sounds like a good idea.
And I'm recommending, because she loves the kitchen, right? And I think that what we ought to do is help her pack her skillets and her little apron, her little frilly apron, and we need to get her a one-way ticket to Saudi Arabia.
There you go.
Because the women know their place is in the kitchen in Saudi Arabia.
And only the kitchen.
That's all I'm saying. Oh, who was it? The Green Day guy. He's all upset.
Yeah. Good old Green Day.
We were gonna play the audio, but it was so profane. But this guy is, so one of the singers, is he the lead singer for Green Day? And he's saying that he's renouncing his citizenship, and he's very upset. He's leaving the country, and he's going to London. He's going to the UK.
Tally-ho, buddy.
Yeah, look, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. That's what I say.
Maybe Valerie needs to hitch a ride with him.
Maybe. I just, the great thing about this, I mean, it's wonderful, the Supreme Court rulings on God, guns, and babies. But the added bonus is that most of Hollywood is getting ready to leave the country.
Oh, what a wonderful day.
God bless America. That's what I say. God bless America. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Michael in North Carolina, WSIC. Michael, what is on your mind?
Well, I didn't know if you were still talking about the subject y'all had left the last hour, but...
We are. Yes, we are. Only because I think I'm right here. Actually, I know I'm right here, Michael. You've got all these people out there saying we need more government programs to help the single moms, that the churches aren't doing enough. And I say the bigger issue numero uno, is women and men need to take personal responsibility for what they do between the bed sheets.
Yes, sir. Amen, Todd. You were spot on that one. And if the local churches in everybody's area, with the preachers get up there and preach on Sunday, preach the word. All they got to do is preach what's in that book, and let God do the rest.
That's it. And Michael, I will say that One of the challenges, especially in churches these days, how many churches have gotten rid of Sunday school? So you're not even getting a deep dive. You've got the preachers doing the 5-point sermons so you can feel good. You've got the worship band that's prancing around in the skinny jeans and the lights and the smoke and the mirrors. And again, nothing wrong with that. I enjoy that, but that can't be your main focus. And they don't want to offend anybody. Well, Michael, I've been through the Bible hundreds of times. I cannot find anywhere in the Bible where it says you're not going to be offended by something that's in the good book.
I tell you, if you go to church and don't get offended, something's wrong. The preacher needs to step all over your toes and make you feel uncomfortable.
That's it. And that's the whole point. I mean, you want to, we call it coming under conviction. You know, you want to feel a little, you want to be squirming in the pew is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Sure.
All right.
I appreciate you, Todd.
Michael.
You're a good man. Keep it up.
You're kind to say that. God bless you. Let's go to Germantown, Tennessee. That's where I live. Murph hanging out with us on KWAM. Murph, are we neighbors?
We may be. Dr. Starn, it's great talking to you. Thanks for taking this call. I got to agree with you and Grace 100%. Our church and Nancy and I personally support life choices, financially and spiritually. But we had a banquet last winter, and we got a young lady up there, and everybody's rejoicing that she didn't abort her child. So she takes the stage, and she's got her little one with her. Well, come to find out, she's got two more standing next to her. So she's got three illegitimate kiddos. And somebody needs to tell this young lady what's causing the problem, or she's as dumb as this telephone pole here, believing these men that want to make her feel wonderful. And sooner or later, the American female has got to learn how to say no. And I used to tell my female students, keep an arm's length from those jokers and don't believe a word they tell you.
Now, Murph, let me ask you a question about your education, because you're a retired school teacher. What years were you in the classroom? When did you start? When did you retire?
I started substituting the spring of 93 through 93 and got hired at Germantown after going back and get a master's degree in 94, the fall of 94. Stayed there and then finished up at Southwind at 06. Well, it's been about 20 years, and I still substitute occasionally at GMSD school. And had a great time. I had a great relationship with the kiddos. Had a great relationship with parents. The only biggest disappointment I had at Southwind was I can put on one hand how many fathers I've met on parent-teacher night in 6 years. And that is so sad, and it was pretty close. It wasn't much better at Germantown either. But I had a great time. Enjoyed it a lot. And I run into my former students all the time.
Did you notice a change in the kinds of lessons? My argument's always been that the schools are teaching a how-to instead of a don't-do class. And that's just adding to the problems here.
I can't say 100%. When I was at Germantown, I was in the social studies department teaching American government.
So you were actually teaching what you were supposed to be teaching.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. God, country, and the flag. And they got a dose of the gospel every day.
Wow.
Some way, shape, or form, you can work around that. You know, what's more important, truth or your behavior is related to what you believe. And we had, you know, every now and then you'd find a young lady that got herself in trouble, and
you see, so now let me jump in here, Murph, because it's not just the young lady. I hold the young man equally responsible.
Exactly.
That part of it is left out. They always like to push the boy aside. No. This is, it takes two to tango, and it should be equal responsibility.
Now, there were a couple of examples when I was at Southwind where young lady got in trouble, and the young man that was responsible for it, at least he stood up and said, I want to be a part of this. But for some reason, a certain segment of the population seems to say it's all on her.
Well, and I completely disagree with that. I'm with you, Murph.
Too.
All right,
yeah.
Murph, got to run. We're late for a break here. Appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, thoughts and prayers for Rudy Giuliani. You know, the guy's got a bad back and he's got bad knees. I mean, you know, it is what it is. And so he's out there campaigning for his son, Andrew. They're at a ShopRite over in Staten Island. And some punk thug comes up and smacks him so hard on the back that he goes flying and got knocked down. And Rudy's okay. He's a tough nut. But now Rudy says this guy needs to be arrested. And I agree. I mean, you got the people on social media like, well, Rudy just needs to toughen up. He ought to be able to take it when somebody shoves him from behind and takes a sucker punch. Well, I'm with Rudy. Whoever it was should have been offered a choice. We're either going to tase you or we're going to throw you in jail. Your choice. Or we'll just let Andrew beat the holy living crap out of you. Your choice. Whatever you like. We can accommodate. That's what I say.
Your body, your choice, buddy.
In that particular instance, yes. By the way, did you see the photo? Congresswoman Flores, Myra Flores, the first Republican elected from the Texas border in over 100 years, she's being sworn in to the House of Representatives, and she's got her beautiful family there. It was a beautiful photo op. And then there's Pelosi, and we have this up on our website. Pelosi is like elbowing the daughter and shoving her out of the way. This is unbelievable. And people are really giving Pelosi a hard time over this. I mean, but Pelosi's, I mean, again, if this were Donald Trump and he was elbowing, you know, a child out of the way, a Democrat out of the way, it would be wall-to-wall coverage. Child abuse. But I can't help but notice you've got a white Democrat and she's shoving the little Mexican-American kid to the side. Just going to point that out there. I mean, that's how the mainstream media likes to play these things. I'm just saying. So anyway, Flores, by the way, is pro-life. And here's what she had to say up on Capitol Hill.
Alleluia. I woke up this morning praying for this. And I never thought that it would happen. This was a big win, not only for South Texas, because we are pro-life, somos pro-vida, but it's also a big win for our country. If we want to see real change in bringing crime down, we need to raise a generation to respect life in the wound.
And she's right. She is absolutely right. This is why I think the Democrats have this issue wrong. Most Hispanics, especially most Hispanic Americans, are pro-life, very culturally conservative on those issues. They're not going to be winning over the hearts and minds on that issue. New information coming out. This is from Fox News, and here's the headline, and this is a big one. We're looking at over a million people have now switched to the Republican Party. We're talking about former Democrats, and now they are voting for Republicans. What does this mean? Well, it means that the Democrats are looking very difficult for the Democrats. This is a great thing, but you know what? We need another million. And between now and Election Day, we need another couple of million people to switch over from the Democrats to the Republican side. But they're not going to be one in hearts and minds on the abortion issue. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Pastor John in Ohio wants to weigh in on the church situation. Hey, Pastor, what's up?
Hey, Todd. Great show today. I want to ask you a question because I love to hear your commentary on it. These woke so-called Christian churches that believe a woman has a right to end her pregnancy up to the point of the day of delivery, I believe that they are not a Christian church. They are being led by something evil in their doctrine or their clergy. And all that that pastor is doing is leading them straight to hell. But that's just my thought. But I don't think they're Christian. I really, truly don't. And I'd love to hear what you think about that, Todd. God bless you. And God bless your guardian at the gate, Miss Grace.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Look, I'm with you. I don't think they're Christians. Does that make me a bad person to say? A lot of people are calling me a bad person today. I'm just calling it like I see it here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. We'll be right back, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
So it turns out that a lot of companies around the nation are going to be helping their workers get abortions. You've got Dick's Sporting Goods, you've got Starbucks, Kroger, among Starbucks, and they say they're going to pay for travel, for lodging, if one of their workers wants to get an abortion. Let's say you're in Tennessee where it would be illegal, they'll fly you to wherever, California, New York, who knows. And so this poses a very interesting dilemma for all of you consumers out there. Will this impact the way you do your business? I mean, if you know that when you use your Kroger card, that money is going to help fund a woman's abortion, would that give you pause to shop at Kroger? Would you go somewhere else? If you go to Starbucks and Starbucks is spending a buck out of your coffee order to fund travel for a woman to get an abortion, would you go somewhere else, Dunkin' Donuts or your local coffee shop? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program. He's the founder of the Timothy Plan. Our Art Alley joins us. Art, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, and I can answer all your questions with a resounding yes. I would avoid all those companies.
Yeah, Art, we were getting ready for the show last night, and I'm going over my notes, and I kept thinking, Art Alley is going to have a field day because this is what you've been telling people for decades, and now here we are. This is such a time as this moment.
Well, you know, they are exposing themselves. They're no more operating in the dark. But beyond buying a cup of that coffee, shareholders ought to be outraged. I mean, that's their money, their profits that are being spent on a very dark agenda. It makes no sense whatsoever, but nevertheless, that's where we are today.
Oh, Disney, too, by the way. Disney says they're going to provide money for their workers. Zillow, which is the popular real estate, online real estate app, they're going to do the same thing. But, Art, real quick here, I want to give our new listeners, and we've got a lot of them, I want to give them an idea of what you guys at Timothy Plan do and why it's so vitally important now that the Supreme Court has issued their ruling.
Oh, man, thanks, Todd. No question about that. You know, when we started, we were the first mutual fund family that said, you know what, If companies are going to support abortion, we're not going to own their stock. It makes no sense if you're pro-life to own company. You're betting against yourself. So for 28 years, we have drawn a line in the sand, and we said, you know what? And our team does deep research on these companies. If a company is pursuing an unholy agenda, whether it's abortion, pornography, anti-family entertainment, non-traditional married lifestyles, whether it's homosexual or heterosexual, we will not own shares of those companies, period. You know, I've been in this business 40-some years now. And back when I started, Todd, the real important mission of a corporation was bottom-line profits. That's how their shareholders benefited. Today, what has replaced a passion for profits is a passion for their woke score. And that's what they're all chasing. And as long as we go along with it, turn a blind eye to it, it isn't going to change any. But that's what's happening out there. And you mentioned Disney, man. We've been doing this over 28 years. They have failed our screens every one of the 28 years.
Really? So this is not something new with Disney. They've been doing this covertly for many years.
Walt Disney be rolling over in his grave if he found out what this family-friendly, you know, entertaining company has become. They're evil to the core. It's incredible. And, I mean, we're in Orlando. They're in our backyard, for goodness sakes.
Art Alley is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the founder of Timothy Plan. TimothyPlan.com is the website. Very simple to remember, TimothyPlan.com. And the cold, hard reality here, folks, is that many people of faith are unknowingly investing in corporations that violate the very tenets of our faith, financing abortion, gambling, pornography, and lots of other horrible things. And Art, one of the things you guys do is you filter out all those companies. And a lot of people are probably wondering, well, okay, that's great, filter everything out, but are we still going to be able to have some success with our investments? What do you tell those folks?
Well, I'll tell them what I told them when I started this, and my friends on Wall Street said, you're nuts. I said, what do you mean I'm nuts? Of course, my wife still says that. But what do you mean I'm nuts? They said, you cannot create an investment platform, a mutual fund, screen out the largest, most profitable companies in the industry, and expect to get good investment returns. Well, Todd, my response has not changed over 28 years. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, and that's a big if, but if you are, obedience trumps performance every single time. We have just bought into the lie of performance, and over 28 years, we have proven we're very competitive. You do not have to own those companies. And in fact, we offer an extra service for people because you hit the nail on the head. People don't realize the money they're investing or their financial advisor is guiding them with the company line to invest in is they're going to be owning companies that would make them sick if they really knew where the money was invested. So if they'll call us, we'll tell them. We'll give them a free report on what these companies are doing. It's crazy, but it's time we stand up and stop participating in the darkness that's going on in corporate America today.
I love what you guys are doing. We have had so much fun with the partnership. Folks, TimothyPlan.com. That's TimothyPlan.com. They started in 1994, and the Timothy Plan Mutual Fund family has grown to more than $2 billion in assets. This is a big deal. And again, making sure that you're investing your money in companies that are not violating the tenets of your faith. And Art, we just really appreciate the great work you're doing, and look forward to getting you back on very soon.
Okay, Todd, keep up the good work.
All right, Art.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, sir. Art Alley from the Timothy Plan. And this is a big deal. You know, we want to talk about investing and being smart with your investments. This is the best way to do that, timothyplan.com. All right, we've got to take a break here, and we're going to pay some bills, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we talk a lot about Patriot Mobile and their great newsmaker line. I want you to consider making the switch to Patriot Mobile. Why is that? Because, again, Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Now, if you're with one of the other guys, guess what's happening right now? They're taking a portion of the bill you pay, and they're going to support organizations like Planned Parenthood. But Patriot Mobile is not doing that. Instead, they're mobilizing for freedom. Instead, they're investing in ministries and campaigns that are fighting for our freedoms, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, they're going to give you free activation and a free gift. They've got great nationwide coverage, and they also offer additional benefits and discounts to our veterans and first responder heroes. They make it so simple to switch over. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use my promo code Todd, and they're going to hook you up with some great discounts.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, all you folks along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, coming up Sunday, I'll be speaking at Lighthouse Baptist Church in Theodore, Alabama. All you folks listening to us on WPMO, we would love to see you out there. I'll be speaking, and we'll be signing books afterwards. It's going to be a great patriotic Sunday service there at Lighthouse Baptist Church, and we would love for you to be there and be a part of that great day of celebration. Great church, by the way. They have a school, Lighthouse Baptist Academy, and they're just killing it down there, just really crushing it. So well done, you folks there at Lighthouse. All right, let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Michelle in Ohio. Michelle, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. You asked whether we would change our spending habits, you know, on these companies that are getting involved politically with these issues. And unfortunately, I feel like it's a continual whack-a-mole. When they first came out with allowing men into women's bathrooms, when Target said, well, you know, we're all for that, I said, no, that's it for me. Target is not getting one more dollar of my money. But now you have places like Joann's Fabrics promoting, you know, the Pride and Black Lives Matter with this company, and now abortion and mandating the jab. It's like that I would have nowhere to go to shop or buy things, you know. So I think this would be a great opportunity for some Christian-based organization to put together like an app for Christians that would promote businesses that are Christian-based, and, you know, that way we could have somewhere to go to see, is there something locally in my area that I can support?
Michelle, I can tell you from a national perspective, that's what Timothy Plan has done. We just had Art Alley on with us, the founder, and they've done extensive research. Now, as far as local, well, maybe there's an opportunity there for somebody to step in and create an app or something of that nature. I feel your pain. I clearly, there are moments where you have no choice but to support. You've got to spend money, whether it's, you know, your internet provider or whatever. Okay, I get that. But if there are opportunities for you to say, okay, you know what, I can support this hardware store, for example, because they're not funding Planned Parenthood, you better believe, even if I'm spending a couple of dollars more for the hammer, that's where I'm buying my hammer.
Exactly. That would be something that I would totally do. Well, I mean, when I found out that the Girl Scouts were, you know, had ties to Planned Parenthood, that was it. I'm not buying any more cookies. You know, it's when you become more aware of what other places that you could go, I think that would be a perfect opportunity
to pick it up. I'm with you. I haven't had, as soon as I found out about the relationship between the Girl Scouts and Planned Parenthood, that was the last tag along cookie I had. That was it. No more Thin Mints for Stearns.
I think that would be a great thing for everybody to get behind.
Great idea. All right, Michelle, good thoughts, great idea, and I'm sure there's some enterprising tech person out there in the audience that's probably already starting to come up with the code for that. All right, 844-747-8868. Can we just go ahead and make Ukraine our 51st state? I mean, we're sending them more money than just about any other state. What, $6.1 billion now? $6.1 billion we're sending in aid to Ukraine. By the way, Russia just bombed one of their shopping centers over there, and they said that it was packed with people. What a terrible situation. This whole thing with Ukraine, it's very confusing. I mean, clearly the Ukrainians have a right to defend their borders and defend their country and fight for their sovereignty, much like the Americans do, but nobody seems to be concerned about that. Clearly, Biden wants to make sure that all the Ukrainians are armed with weapons, unlike American citizens. So maybe it's best they're not a 51st state, because otherwise they would not be allowed to defend their borders and they would not be allowed the right to bear arms. So maybe it's best that Ukraine is not the 51st state. But may I just ask a question? I know this may be inappropriate to ask, but this is just how we roll on the program. What's the end game here? What's the end game? I mean, there are reports now that NATO's putting together this massive coalition, this mighty force that will crush the Russians once and for all. Now you've got Russia out there, and they're laying out what's going to happen if the West really does get involved. I mean, we're fighting a proxy war right now with them. But Russia says, hey, we're just going to be open and honest with you folks. If we're going to do World War III, London's going to be the first to go. So they'll be dropping the bomb on London. Okay, so what happens then? Let's just say, let's play this out here, because clearly you've got a lot of people up on Capitol Hill, Republican and Democrat, that are wanting a shooting war with the Russians. So let's just say that happens. And let's just say that Russia go ahead and follow through and they drop a bomb on London and London is gone. I think pretty much the entire nation of the United Kingdom would be decimated. What then? Anybody really thinking these things out here? I mean, how many American cities are we willing to sacrifice in all of this? Are we good with losing New York? Are we good with losing Chicago or Los Angeles? I mean, where are we drawing the line? Anybody thinking about these things, or are they just like word salad? Is that all we're doing here? Because we're playing a pretty dangerous game right now. And clearly our guy is unhinged, and Putin may be unhinged. So what do you do when you've got two world leaders? And let's just be honest here, their cornbread ain't done in the middle. What do you do? So if I were the folks in London, I'd be a little concerned, because basically and there are people out there on the conservative side, these war hawks. And again, I'm not sure why we're fighting this war for the Ukrainians. I still don't understand that. If the Ukrainians need help, well, why don't they get their European neighbors to jump in to the fray? Why do we have to be there? So not only are we there, but we are paying for all of this. And there's a lot of things happening here in the United States of America, and I can promise you that a lot of communities, a lot of cities could use that $6.1 billion that we're giving to the Ukrainians. And meanwhile, you've got the president of Ukraine and this is what gets me here, folks. I don't want to feel this way. I do support the Ukrainians. I do. I just don't understand what their leadership is up to here. Going off to the film festivals and cavorting about with the Hollywood celebrities. they're in the middle of a war. All the folks in Kiev going to the beach. You know, here in America, people can't afford to go to the beach. And again, yeah, I get it. It's a war, and maybe people need to take the weekend off to recuperate. I don't know. But something is just never set well with this. We're not getting the full story. We're not getting the full story here. And I think that ought to concern all of us, because we're fighting a proxy war with the Russians, and we're funding this nation now. They are, quite frankly, a welfare state of the United States of America. And I just like to know why. But you know what? You're not even allowed to ask those questions, because then you become un-American. It's un-American not to support Ukraine. No questions asked. You cannot ask any questions about what we're doing in Ukraine. You can't do it. Because if you do, you're a bad person. You just hate freedom. You believe what we tell you to believe. You do what we tell you to do. You just shut up. All right. Well, I'm just asking questions here, folks. That's all we're doing. We're just asking the questions. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah. My choice.
All right. Well, that's one of the more intellectual protesters in Washington, D.C., one of the unhinged loons on the left. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Great to have you with us today. And I have to tell you, it is the Supreme Court's, they're exhausting me. I mean, President Trump asked us years ago, he told us, we're going to get tired of the winning. And I'm a little winded today. With all of these wins, the Supreme Court affirming God, guns, and babies, and it has been a great, great season at the Supreme Court in recent days. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. One of the individuals, and again, we talk about the people behind the scenes that are pushing and encouraging, nudging, making recommendations, and one of the key influencers in Washington, D.C. is our friend Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, host an incredible radio program, Washington Watch. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Todd, always great to be with you. It is indeed another great day as we're getting opinions from the court that are upholding our fundamental rights, the freedom of religion. And so this is a great day.
We're going to have Coach Joe Kennedy on just a little bit later this hour, along with his attorneys over at First Liberty Institute. But Tony, this Supreme Court decision on prayer, I mean, this is a big, big deal, especially for coaches in the public school arena.
Well, it's a big case for everyone because it essentially does away with the Lemon test that goes back to 1971, which has been used, the three-prong test that really has put more weight on the Establishment Clause versus the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. And so what we've actually seen this court doing, and this has actually been a couple years in the process, is shifting the weight back to more of a balance. But if there is a if they're going to be lean one way, it's going to be toward the free exercise element of the First Amendment. And that's what we're seeing from this court. And this has been, Todd, as I listened to your introduction, this has been years in the making. And of course, the capstone was the Trump administration with the three justices. But this You know, it's been interesting to watch some of those never Trumper evangelical conservatives that have been very silent on Roe and these other incidences, you know, these other cases that have come down, afraid to give credit to Trump. Trump, really, he kind of, you know, this has been a team effort. He kind of ran the ball across the goal line with his three picks. But this has been conservatives who have been facing criticism from being too political and being involved that have stayed principled, focused on the mission, and that is restoring our constitutional rights, whether it be the right to life or freedom of religion. And so this is a good time, but this has been years in the making.
It has. And Tony, I know going all the way back to really Eisenhower, who said his two greatest disappointments in his presidency were on the Supreme Court. Republicans have always had a difficult time. Republican presidents have always had a difficult time with their Supreme Court picks. Of course, that infamous one with George W. Bush and Harriet Myers. You know, Donald Trump really broke the mold on that.
He did, because he was not afraid. Like, the left is not afraid to say what they're about. But conservatives always, well, we want to be kind of, we want to play it in the middle. We want to kind of hide. Well, that never works. I mean, I've never seen a liberal judge turn out to be conservative. But I've seen these so-called conservatives turn out to be liberal. What Donald Trump did that was so different, which is what locked in conservative support for him when he was running, is that he put out a list of judges that he said, these are the people I'll pick from. You vet them. And so it wasn't a matter of guessing. We knew, and we knew where these people stood. We had an opportunity to speak into this administration or his administration on that. And, you know, we got judges that honor the Constitution, and we're seeing the effects of it.
Tony Perkins on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I want to play some audio from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she is really calling for a purging within the Democrat Party. Cut number two.
Also, if you live in a blue area, when people say go vote, that should include primary elections too. Because the thing that a lot of people don't like to talk about is the fact that not every Democrat is pro-choice. Okay? So the ones that aren't, we really need to reassess if it's appropriate for them to continue to serve in 2022.
Tony, in Memphis, Tennessee, a majority-minority city, a Democrat in the State House, a pastor, and he was pro-life, and he was literally removed from the ballot as a Democrat. He had been serving his district for 20-plus years, and he was removed because he was pro-life and not pro-choice. So what do you say to all those Democrats who are pro-life out there?
Well, I mean, we've seen that happen. Actually, the last congressional election, Dan Lipinski in Illinois, the last pro-life Republican in Congress, was primaried by Nancy Pelosi and her team. So, and they replaced him. So the Democratic Party is making very clear there's no room for pro-life individuals in the party. That's in their platform. They're moving to purge them. But here's what I find interesting, Todd, is that they're now having to go back and I support, I mean, they have the freedom to do whatever they want within their party. That's fine. They're having to make up ground because they've relied on the courts to do all their work. And so that's why they're in a panic, is because for half a century, the court has imposed their crazy policy ideas that have no basis in the Constitution on the American people. Now they have to go back to the process, and that is electing people who think like they do, try to get them elected, and then try to get the policy passed. I'm happy with that process because I can tell you it'll take them a long time to get to where they need to be to pass their wacky ideas. So that's why they're upset, is they're losing their leverage over America because we now have constitutionalists in the majority on the court.
And Tony, real quick before we let you go, what is it looking like for the midterms? Do you think the abortion ruling is going to have any sort of an impact on the ballot box?
I think it will, but I don't know that it's going to necessarily benefit the Democrats. I think what this is going to do is, this is, look, what do you have, you know, in the old days when you had, at harvest time, you had a festival. you celebrated because you saw the work of your hands. And I think what we've seen now here is decades worth of work bearing fruit. So I think the energy, the enthusiasm is going to be among conservatives who are finally seeing their years of sweat and toil paying off.
Well said. Tony, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate your great insight, and it is a great day to celebrate in America.
Todd, always great to be on the program with you.
All right, Tony
Appreciate
Perkins. Yes, sir. Tony Perkins, Family Research Council, and we have direct links to their great ministries and the incredible things they're doing for this country over at toddstearns.com. I want to play some audio for you. Brian Kilmeade over at Fox and Friends. You know, something strange is happening over at Fox, and it's been going on for a very long time. We've been documenting this. The change, the move to the left, really started while I was still employed at Fox, and I saw it firsthand. But really, a couple of the programs were isolated from the change, one of them being Fox and Friends. I think they were still pretty much rock solid. You had Fox and Friends, and then you had the primetime lineup. But now Fox and Friends has started to go wobbly. This is Brian Kilmeade. You're about to hear him attacking former President Trump on the issue of the 2020 election.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes is where you could have a counterargument. For example, we all work for people or work with people that sometimes fly off the handle. You know, you kind of wait it out, count to 10, you go back to them a little bit later. Now that you're calm, what do you think? You hear that's the way the president often works. We're gonna build that wall. I don't care how much it costs. I'll take it out of my pocket. Of course, that's not the story. A little bit later, comes out and goes, how do we get this done? So a lot of this stuff, to put in Trump terms, the way he ran his White House, to have someone come back and go, yeah, the president says a lot of stuff. Sometimes he says, you know, this lunchroom's a mess. If we don't clean this up, I'm just going to turn into a closet. That doesn't mean it's fact. It's a guy just speaking within the confines of the Oval Office. So it would have helped to have pushback. But once again, yeah, the president was unhinged during that period. I interviewed him at West Point, and he was kind enough to give me a few minutes. I've never seen him so angry. That was in between the election and January 6th. As soon as we were done, he just stormed off. And you know how long I've known him for 15 years or 20 years prior to him going to the White House.
Okay.
I've never seen him so angry.
Yeah.
So he's convinced he was robbed. He's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
But I
convinced.
Have not seen any evidence, and these are all incremental examples.
All right, there you go. Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends, calling President Trump unhinged. There are other reports coming out of Fox that people are beginning to sour on President Trump as a nominee. I'm not sure where they're getting this stuff from. Have you folks out there, have you grown soft on Trump as the nominee in 2024? Do you believe that Donald Trump is unhinged, as Brian Kilmeade of Fox News Channel and Fox News Radio is now alleging? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to the phones. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, looking forward to this weekend, heading down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We used to call that when I was a kid the Redneck Riviera, some of the prettiest beaches in all of America. Actually, if I may be so bold, we have the prettiest beaches in all of America along the Mississippi and Alabama Gulf Coast. Grace, I'll never forget the first time I went to California. And, you know, everybody talks about how beautiful the beaches are out there. I just wasn't all that impressed. I mean, it's nice, but the sand is sort of like, you know, just ugly. And they have
sand.
All the seaweed. There's more seaweed than water out there.
Oh, that's no good.
No, it feels like you're like swimming in a swamp.
See, I like Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Gulf Shores.
Down there.
Beautiful. I mean, you've got the beautiful blue ocean water, mm-hmm. the white. It looks like somebody just poured buckets and buckets of Dixie Crystal sugar.
Yes,
on
it
the,
does.
On the ground.
It's very pretty.
It's beautiful. Anyway, I'm going to be down there this weekend. I'll be speaking at Lighthouse Baptist Church, and we'd love to see you down there. It is all are welcome.
Get some good food for us.
Oh, I'm getting some good food. I told him, I said, well, do you want to go to the Red Lobster? Or do you want to go to the Olive Garden? I'm like, you take me where the locals go. I don't care if it's a hole in the wall. I want some good local food. And you know the seafood's going to be good down there.
That's what I was thinking. Now, do you like oysters?
No.
See, I wanted to know that. You can tell a lot about a person if they like oysters.
Really? What does it say? Really?
I don't know.
I'd say that
about.
I
just made that up.
Okay. Thank you, Grace.
You won't even eat them fried.
And then in a couple of weeks, we're going to be over in Oregon, Salem, yes. Oregon, KYKN, throwing a big shindig. And all the information's on their website. KYKN, our great affiliate. I am so excited about that. They're very excited to show me the barbecue scene out there.
What kind of barbecue do they have in Oregon? I just don't know.
I think it's ribs. I think it's the real deal.
Oh, okay.
I have heard nothing.
It's not brisket.
No. They may have brisket, but it's the pig.
Okay. We can get along then.
By the way, I was speaking of that. I was cleaning out my desk, my office desk at the at home
yes.
over the weekend, and I found a magnet that somebody had given me about barbecue. I like pig butts, and I cannot lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great?
Is it on your fridge now?
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. What can I say? All right. Grace, I'm sorry.
It's gone off the rails.
Yep, pretty much.
Wasn't my fault this time.
It happens every day. Let's go to North Carolina, WSIC. Patty on the line. Patty, what's going on?
Here we go again. Lunatics are taking over. I can't believe it. My God in heaven. It's a great day for Kennedy. You know, the coach from Washington, God bless them. It's a great day for religious people. I am so sick and tired of all these radicals like Warren and AOC. You know, it's going to backfire. They think, Joe Biden thinks, oh, you know what? We're going to win the midterms because of the abortion. Hell no. I'm paying $5.01 a gallon of gas. I can't even buy a damn chicken. And you know what? I'm going to the polls to vote for economy, not the abortion.
Yeah, I'm with you, Patty. I just don't see many people going out there to vote on whether or not, you know, we should be killing babies.
It's going to turn around. It's going to turn around these people. They think, oh, my God, you know. You know what? Have you seen who's marching through the streets? They're 13 and 14-year-olds. They don't even know what the hell's going on.
Some of the, honest to goodness, Patty, have you seen some of these people? They've got the, you know, the tattoos all over the place, and they got the, everything's
the baby
pierced.
Dolls with the blood on top. Oh, my God. And they're like 15-year-old kids. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
That's true. They don't.
And
they
I'm don't. Telling you, I'm sick and tired of it. But you know what? They can't. You know what? Stop it. These people are nuts. They're unhinged. But I want to also tell you, I had two friends that went to the rally in Illinois.
The big Trump rally over the weekend.
Yes. Two of my friends went. And they said there was like almost 40,000 people there.
What does that tell you about Donald Trump, Patty?
You know, I don't listen to anything. You know what? He runs it. People love this man. And I'm going to tell you something. He's doing good. He's the one that got these three in there. And you know what? I am so glad that he got them in there, because you know what? This would never have happened under Obama. And they could have changed it. They never did. They could have changed. Obama could have changed it.
Patty, you know, he set a record. This is in Illinois. The Trump rally over the weekend set a record for the most attended rally, political rally they've had.
Yep. That's in Illinois. That's in Illinois. Now, could you imagine? Then, you know, he but, you know, that Mary Miller, the one that's running, I love her. That, you got to watch out. I love her. She's great.
Well, Patty, look, I'm encouraged by President Trump. I there is an effort, and it's going to be an ugly effort by Republicans to try to upend a Donald Trump presidency. That's going to happen.
I'm not worried about the Democrats. I'm more worried. worry about the rhinos, Todd.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's what I'm telling you. That's who we have to worry about, because Paul Ryan's Fox News Channel, that's how we're going to refer to it from now on, Paul Ryan's Fox News Channel, because he's on the board of directors, they're going to be anti-Trump. They've already started turning. And you're still going to have folks like Bartiromo and maybe Tucker and Hannity, I think, depending, I don't know, but and Ingram. And that'll be it. And
who else is really good Trump, a big Trump fan is Bongino.
He's our competitor on the radio, so we try not to mention that name too much. But I got you, Patty. Look, we've got to skedaddle for a break, Patty. So good hearing from you, and I appreciate the report. 40,000 people there at the Trump rally. Folks, Trump's going to be the nominee, and you better get on board the train or you're going to get left behind. That's all there is to it. All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome, all you beautiful people across the fruited plain. It is a great day. If you love freedom and liberty in this nation, the Supreme Court delivering a major victory for religious liberty. It is the case involving our good friend, Coach Joe Kennedy. His attorneys at First Liberty Institute, the best of the best on the planet. And folks, we are all celebrating a 6-3 decision in favor of Coach Kennedy. I want to welcome them. And Coach, I guess we've got a lot of people in the audience applauding you and Jeremy Dice. Oh, you got to take it in, Coach. We love you, Coach. Oh, my. Wow. You know, don't even ask how we fed all these people in the studio. Coach, I want to start with you, and I want you to take us back to the moment earlier today when you heard the great news.
Wow. You know, I have to take a deep breath every time I get asked this. There's no words, absolutely none. I was just stunned. I'm looking around going, what happened? What does it say? And, of course, all the attorneys are just reading it, and they're like, we won. I'm like, what do you mean we won? What? So, yeah, it was absolute chaos this morning. It hasn't fully set in, but I think, man, you, of all people, you've been with me from the very beginning of this, so you have known how long this has been.
It's been a long time, Coach, and I know it's been, you know, there have been good days and rough days, but, you know, at the end, it is a great day. And, I mean, this is really a historic moment, not just for you, but really for the whole nation.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to go to you, Jeremy, the great work that you guys do at First Liberty. I mean, this is sort of like the Super Bowl for you guys, I have to imagine, being able to argue a case before the Supreme Court and then getting the ruling that came down today. I think we all expected it, but what was it like for the legal team at First Liberty?
You know, I think it's even more important what it means, not just for Coach, but for every public school teacher and coach in the country. We're humbled to be just a little part of this whole thing, but what we know now is that today, coaches, teachers across this country, the court reaffirmed their right to be able to bring in their constitutional rights when they go through those schoolhouse gates. And that principle is critical to protecting and preserving the principles of religious freedom that this country has been founded on and that we hold so dear in our hearts. I'm just thrilled to death that Coach Kennedy has won after almost 7 years of litigation. He's won the opportunity to go back to be a football coach at Bremerton High School, and not only to be a football coach, but when that game is done, that whistle blows, he's going to be able to go to the 50-yard line, take a knee in private prayer, and the First Amendment fully protects his right to be able to do so, and that's what the Supreme Court has just said.
Jeremy, is this a landmark case? In other words, is this going to impact other coaches across the country?
Yeah, coaches, teachers, school officials of all kinds. I found interesting Justice Gorsuch's opinion called out the school district for going out of their way to silence and censor and discriminate against Coach Kennedy for daring to raise his religious liberty on campus like that. And he said, look, you cannot use the Establishment Clause as a way to censor and to drive away religion just because it happens to pop up on a public school's campus. Instead, the Free Exercise Clause prevents people of faith from being fired from their job just because they can be seen engaged in religious activity. That principle alone is not going to just protect Coach Kennedy. It's not just going to protect coaches and teachers and janitors and principals. It will protect public employees across this country and anyone else who's been questioned for daring to bring their religion into the public square. It's going to last for decades, I'm sure of it.
Jeremy, I want to get you to weigh in on something that the dissenting justices wrote, and I thought this was a fascinating take in the words they used. They said the ruling did a disservice to school students and the nation's longstanding commitment to the separation of church and state. That might be a commitment, but it is not in the Constitution. That phrase, separation of church and state, not in the Constitution.
No, that's exactly right. And what the court has held for years is that you can't drive religion out of the public square. One of the tests that the court has used for years that has prevented religion from popping up in the public square has been something called the Lemon Test. And today the court really put the final nail in the coffin of what Justice Scalia once called this ghoul that walks about at midnight that keeps raising its head in the middle of the night over and over again to drive religion out of the public square. That test is gone now. Instead, in its place, the court says, look, we're going to look to the history and tradition of our country. And if you could do it at the Founding Fathers during that time, if we've done this as a country, then it's welcome to the public square as well. Today, you and I live in a country that has more religious freedom than what we have known in our entire lifetimes. And I think we should all be just absolutely joyful about that.
Coach, I want to ask you where you go from here. So it's been a long, long time. What's next for you?
Wow, I always knew that we've been asking to just go back to Bremerton and let me be a coach and be able to thank God. And as far as anything else goes, that's the only next step that we got to do is work out how do I get back and when do I get back on that field. And from there, I'm just going to, you know, wherever God sends me, I'm going to go. I got to trust him. So I'm all in.
How has this been for your family over these 7 years?
Probably the toughest thing, and I hope nobody ever has to sue one of their spouses. You know very well that my wife was the HR director for the school district, and my kids also all attended Bremerton High School while this was all going on. And it's just been a, you know, 7 year fight, and it hasn't left. It's been just about an everyday thing. It's always around, and it's just so nice to be able to know that we've been blessed and we've gotten stronger because we all stuck together and fought this fight together.
You know, Jeremy, not only as an attorney, but, you know, as a fellow believer, this really had to have hit home. I mean, you guys cover a lot of very important cases, but this one, it had to be special.
You know, it is special, but for kind of a weird way. You know, Coach Kennedy is a client of mine, and I've been just, it's a privilege of a lifetime to represent him. But he's become something of a good friend over these last 7 years as well. And I know it was weighing on him for 7 years almost now. What this is going to mean, is his name going to come out in a decision that protects religious freedom, or is it going to be a decision that is going to be used against people of faith and to drive them out of the public square? I'm just so thankful that my friend and my client is going to be able to go forward with his head held high, that he picked the right fight, that he preserved our freedoms, not just in the Marine Corps in this time of service overseas to protect our freedoms in foreign and domestic in the Marine Corps, but he stepped up to the plate and fought for almost 7 years to preserve our religious freedom in the legal system as well. At any moment, he could have turned away from that calling. He could have stepped away from that fight, and no one would have thought differently about him. But this man showed more bravery in the last 6.5 years than most people will show in their lifetime. And I think he's owed a debt of gratitude from a very thankful American public.
And, Coach, I want to give you the last word. What is the encouragement you have for those young people, those young high school students, maybe football players? They're grappling with, you know, their own faith, and maybe some of them are under attack for their faith. What's your encouragement to those young people?
To just what I've always told all my players is you fight the good fight and you stand up for what you believe in. And at the end of the day, you can at least look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I did what I was supposed to do. Now they don't have to worry about, you know, that people looking down upon them or them having to run away and hide. They could proudly display their faith. And the great thing about the First Amendment, it applies to everybody of any type of faith, and also people that don't have any faith. Everybody should be celebrating that the First Amendment is alive and well, and that everybody needs to be paying attention vigilantly for, you know, things that could come and attack the Constitution. I'm all about defending it, and it's just great to know that we won.
Well said. And Coach, here's hoping you're going to be able to get back on the field. I guess, what, two-a-days, three-a-days coming up. So
coming up really quick.
Coming up,
yeah.
Very quick. Jeremy, I want to take you to task with one thing you said earlier. You said that you guys played just a small role in this, and I would contend that you guys played a major role. It could have been easy for everybody just to kind of give up along this way. It's been a long, long court battle, but you guys fought the good fight, you stood alongside Coach Kennedy, you played to the whistle, and you won the game. And Jeremy, I just want to say thank you, and God bless the great people at First Liberty Institute.
No, thank you. It's been a privilege of a lifetime.
All right, Jeremy Dice and Coach Joe Kennedy. And Coach, the next time we hear from you, I hope it's going to be out on the football field.
I look forward to it. I appreciate it, Todd. You take care of yourself, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys, and God bless. Jeremy Dice, First Liberty Institute, Coach Joe Kennedy. What a day at the Supreme Court. What a day for America. And I remember the first time I heard from Coach Joe, and that was, what, 7 years ago, and we've covered his story. I've written about him in several books. We had a big gathering at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, and we brought the coach over, and he actually gave me a football that I have in my office, and he autographed that thing, and it's like a Super Bowl football to me. But here's a man who stood his ground. What was it Bonhoeffer said? Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Well, you know what? Coach spoke out, and as a result, now every public school teacher in America has the ability to pray in their classroom or on the football field or wherever, and I think that's a great thing. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. We'll be right back.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm going to keep on loving you, 'cause it's the only thing I want to do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just want to keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
All right, just a reminder, folks, if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you still have time to do that. Newsletter comes out in about 15 minutes or so. You can sign up over at toddstearns.com. And while you're at it, you can also download our podcast. We're up to about 1.2 million people download our podcast monthly. And it's always great to add new folks to the podcast list. All right, we told you earlier about this disgusting video that came out of Seattle, the Pride Parade. You got the Boy Scouts marching with the rainbow flags, and then you have a bunch of men that are buck naked, and they're riding around on bicycles. We've got the video up on our website. The reporter, though, that exposed a lot of this, and pardon the pun, is our good friend Katie Davis-Court, an incredible journalist writing for the Post-Millennial, and she's based in Seattle. Katie, good to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited to be here.
So have you got your eyesight back? I have to imagine you wanted to gouge your eyes after having to see what you saw yesterday.
You know what? It is so shocking, the events that occurred. You know, it's evident that the nature of Pride has taken a very dark turn in the sense of morality. Pride, you know, it went from being able to love who you want to, if you don't accept me prancing around naked in front of a crowd of children and trying to groom them, then, you know, you're a homophobe. It was shocking displays that were out in the open yesterday.
So, Katie, and that is the facts. I mean, we've got the photographic evidence, and there were lots of children that were along the parade route. And was this, did the police try to intervene? Did they tell these people to put on some clothes? What happened?
Right. So let's just get start from the top. So I've been to many Pride events in the past, but this year's sexual acts of deviancy reached new heights. I don't know a single reporter who likes to post footage of children on the internet, but sadly, the events that occurred needs to be exposed. And an estimated 500,000 people took over the streets of Seattle Sunday to celebrate Pride for the first time in about 3 years, because the event was shut down from the pandemic. And out of all of the participants that could have opened the parade, the organizers chose the Boys and Girl Scouts of America, who recently changed their name to Scouts, to be more inclusive. And now, given the history of the Boy Scouts and the sexual molestation, pedophilia that has come out of the group, sadly, having the young children open the parade was a rather bold move. And following shortly behind the Boy Scouts was the group of naked cyclists, both male and female, circling the parade route, exposing their genitalia to children who came to attend the event, which was advertised as a family-friendly event. And some of the cyclists were covered in body paint, while the majority were fully exposed, leaving nothing unseen to the eye. But that video that you just talked about was nothing compared to what I witnessed at Pride Fest, which happened directly after the parade. And these are videos that I put on my Twitter. You can go check them out. Probably not for your show to post because...
Oh, my God. I'm looking at it now. This is horrifying.
Yeah, they are fully nude. And so I was walking around Pride Fest interviewing people, and I went to the International Fountain. It's our big fountain at the Seattle Center. And there were dozens of fully naked men and women playing in the fountain with children.
How is this legal?
Exactly. How is this legal? And so I sat there shocked. I have never... In the field, Seattle is so insane. I've been at a loss for words a couple of times, but this has actually left me at a loss for words, witnessing grown adults playing in the fountain naked with children. And so I sat there shocked, and I was trying to find Seattle PD, and there's a backstory to this that I'll explain. But I went up and I did find two officers, and I asked them, what is going on? How can people be naked with these children? And they said that due to the city's indecent exposure laws, public nudity is permissible under them unless someone feels threatened or harmed, and only then they could take action if someone were to file a police report. But I also think that the parents who decided to bring their kids to this seem to have no problem, and it just goes to show that Pride has become a grooming festival young kids.
Here's what gets me, Katie, and I suspect you and I both know a lot of gay conservatives who would be appalled at this. But mm-hmm. Now is the moment for them to come out publicly and say they're appalled by this, because, again, I would say that we're dealing with a small but vocal group, I would think. But so far, I have yet to see anybody in the gay conservative movement coming out and condemning this kind of behavior.
Absolutely, and it's going to continue unless Pride decides to get back to its roots of accept us. You know, we wanted equality within the country, which they did achieve, and then it turned into a just acts of sexual deviancy out in the open.
You're right.
And, Seattle PD, so the background on them was Pride actually banned them from attending the event. You know, Pride preaches tolerance and acceptance, but they banned Seattle PD officers from participating in uniforms, despite the department having more than 100 employees belonging to the LGBTQ community and being among the most progressive in the nation. And so that's also why there is lack of police presence, because they weren't welcomed at the event. And so when you have these sexual acts in public, and then you also have our city laws. Police aren't really allowed to even enforce laws anyways. So you have what happened at Pride in Katie, Seattle after the Open.
Yeah, we're coming up on the end of the show here, Katie, and I just say thank you for covering this, and I'm sorry you had to see all those things, but I think parents need to understand what this is really all about. This is about the grooming. This is about the deviancy. Post-millennial folks, so you got to check out the website, read Katie's work. Katie, thank you, and God bless, and we're going to get you back on the show later.
Thank you, Todd. It was a pleasure.
All right, folks, you got to call it a day. ToddStearns.com. Check out the stories. We'll see you tomorrow. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.